It's story time now. So we're going to tell a story from the Bible about Jesus. So we need some helpers. So over here, would any of you... Well, first of all, does anybody want to come out and be a sailor? Teddy, can you come out? Any of the volunteers to be a sailor? Anybody want a boat ride? Doesn't have to be children, grown-ups too. Come on. It's not very demanding. No words to say. Come on, Dale, you're looking... Anybody over here? Marilyn? Trevor, come on, need my sailors. Dave, come on, I need you as well. Excellent, you're my sailors, and you're also disciples, so you're followers of Jesus. Nathan, you're my Jesus. And I need some volunteers to be rain over on this side. So, Rachel, do you want to give out the rainmakers? And Catherine, can you give out the flags? And over here, you're going to be the waves. And in the middle, can anybody whistle? Excellent. You're going to be the wind, okay? Waves on that side, rain on that side. I'll stand up here. Actually, I won't. Okay. Just give you a second to get going. I think if you can keep them still until we're ready, that'd be great. If you've got a flag, just be careful with the pointy bits. You don't want any injuries. So the grown-ups, who, and maybe some of the children, might know what this story is. This story is in three of the out of four of the stories of Jesus. So I'm not going to tell it from any one of the particular ones. I'm kind of mushing them all up together. Hope that's okay, Tony. So Jesus had had a really hard day. Nathan, can you have had a really hard day? Okay. That's pretty convincing. And so Jesus was really tired and he wanted some peace and quiet. So he said to his disciples, let's take the boats and go across the lake. So the disciples said, that's fine. So you load up the boats. And Jesus found a nice comfy cushion and he went to sleep in one of the boats. And so the disciples started sailing out across the lake. And everything was fine. Until... You can row. Some of you might sail as well. Probably had a sail as well, so you can be setting the sail with the ropes. You're not bothering fishing at the moment. It's just a boat trip. And then suddenly, a storm blew up, and it started. You're not. Wait, hang on a second. Hang on. So, the first thing that happened was a few spots of rain. So a few of the rainmakers go. Excellent. And then the rain got heavier and heavier and heavier. And the waves started to go. And the wind blew up. Excellent. Well done. And the boat started to rock. So some of the disciples knew how to sail. I think we've left them out. So the ones who knew how to sail, they quickly got the sails down because you don't want the sails when it's too windy. And then they started to row. So you got to get to the side pretty quick. So start to row, mostly in the same direction. And after a while of the storm, again, the disciples who knew about sailing realized that this was not enough. So some of you have got to get buckets and start bailing out the water because the boats were filling up with water. And the rain, the waves are going, the rain's going, the wind's blowing harder now. And it's getting to a desperate situation. So can some of you look panicked? Yeah, exactly. And actually, some of you have realized that actually, if this carries on, the boat's going to fill up with water and it's going to sink. And you think, we're going to die. We're going to die. What should we do? What should they do? What should they do? And all the time, Jesus is asleep. Probably a bit wet, but he's still asleep. And so one of them goes over to Jesus and wakes him. Wake up, wake up. So Jesus stands up and keep going. And he says to the wind, be quiet.
Be quiet.
It also says he stretched out his arms. And he says to the waves...
Be still.
Be still.
and it stopped. And the disciples said, wow.
Wow.
Wow. And they said, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Thank you. Well done, everybody. If you want to put your rainmakers down in the flags, we'll collect them at the end. And the band are going to bring us... Well, now, sorry, we've got a quiz. So quickly with the quiz buckets.
Okay, who knew we had such great actors in this church? It's amazing. So we're going to have a quiz. So we're going to find out how much you were listening to that story, but also we've thrown in some questions about storms. Now, this isn't a really competitive quiz. Sorry, Katie and everyone else who loves a bit of competition. I'm going to ask a question. If you put your hand up, no shouting out. If you put your hand up and we pick you and you've got the right answer, it means you can come out and take a word out of one of these seaside buckets and wait here because those words are going to make a sentence at the end. Now, if you know the answer but don't actually fancy coming out, you can tell someone who looks like they'd really love to come out and they can come. Okay. So, our quiz master is Nathan. So, are you ready with question number one?
I didn't write these questions, so if you have any problem with them, it's her. Okay. In the story we've just heard, which lake were they on? Yes, you there in the middle? Correct, yes. Yes. Okay, so which radio station would you have to tune into to listen to the shipping forecast?
Yes.
That is correct. It is BBC Radio 4. Okay, so in this story, what was Jesus sleeping on? That is correct. It was a cushion. Okay, which of these places in the US has the most storms? Is it California, Florida, or New York?
Yes, you are.
Oh, have you? That was who I was pointing at anyway, so it's fine. Okay, so we said that this story was told in three of the Gospels, but which Gospel is it not told in? Yes, Pauline, very keen over there. John is the correct answer. Would you like to come up? Okay, next question, possibly a slightly more difficult one. Why was this Friday's stage of the Tour de France cut short?
Oh, yes, you there.
Yes, it was a hailstorm and there was also a mudslide. Okay, so in this story, what did Jesus say to the waves?
Yeah. Marilyn?
Yes. Be still, yes, that is the correct answer. Okay, so last question. What is a storm with a funnel-shaped cloud called?
Yes, you there with the rainmaker? Or James? Do you have?
Tornado.
Congratulations, that is the correct answer.
Well done, Nathan, thank you.
So, can you, if you've got, we'll just wait for James to get his. Don't get any choice, I'm afraid, James. It's that last one there. Can you hold up your bits of paper and we'll see what it says? So we've got the waves even... Should we turn that one the other way, Teddy? I know. The waves even wind, the hymn obey and. Okay, do we think that's right? Do you think you could have a bit of a run around and see if you can make that make sense? Something that Ian said at the end of the story. So, I think you even... So, even the waves wind, does that... No? Oh, sorry, Marilyn, I think you've got to move. Even the... There. Even the waves and... Shall we swap you two? Even the waves and the wind obey him. Okay, well done. Okay, thank you so much. If you'd like to put your sheets down somewhere in buckets, that would be great. And I think... Sorry, I have to have notes. Can you hear me okay? Should have said at the beginning, if you've got children that are getting restless, we've got a table at the back with some colouring and some activities. And if you've got any little ones that need to use a creche, it's just through that door there, the first door on the left. So what a great week to be talking about storms. Did you experience the storms this week or did you sleep through them? Who liked them? Who likes a storm? Who's not so sure about a storm? Okay, so it just felt like it was a great week to do this story. It's a great story, but I just want us to think for a minute about what we can learn from it. So just to give you a little bit of background, this story happened at the end of a really busy day of Jesus speaking and healing, and he wanted a break. And his suggestion of going across to the other side of the lake sounds to us really simple. But actually, that lake was huge. Apparently, it was 14 miles long, 8 miles wide, and small fishing boats did not normally go from one side of it to the other. It was known for its spontaneous raging storms, particularly in the middle of it. So the first interesting thing is that Jesus made really quite an unusual suggestion, but it seems from the story that the disciples did it straight away. They were learning to trust him. Do we ever feel like God's asking us to do something a little bit challenging, a little bit uncomfortable? And do we do it? We were challenged at Holiday Club to step out of our comfort zone because Paul Dunstan told us if we're comfortable, we're not growing. However, when the storm starts, the disciples panic. And it must have been a really bad storm because we know that at least four of the disciples on those boats were professional fishermen. They would be used to storms. But in this story, they seem to panic quickly. And in all three versions, it says they declared they were going to die. I find their reaction quite reassuring because they behaved, I think, like many of us would. They knew Jesus could perform miracles. They'd seen him doing it all day long. They had him physically with them, and yet they panicked. So what do they do? Well, they do go to Jesus. And Jesus then performed a miracle. He stood up and commanded the wind to be quiet, the waves to be still, and it happened instantly. And we need to just imagine how incredible that must have been. We're told in the story there were other boats there, so quite a few people will have witnessed that miracle. And that miracle shows us there are no circumstances that are outside of God's control, no situations he can't change. We can control a lot of things now, but we still can't stop a storm, but Jesus can. When something seems impossible to us, do we really believe that God can change it? Situations change when God speaks into them, just like in that story. And something else I noticed about the story that I only noticed after I'd read it a few times this week. Once the sea was calm, it says that they were amazed at what he'd done. And they asked each other, "Who is this man?" They marveled at what God had done. When God does something for us, do we marvel at it? Do we tell other people about it? Or are we straight thinking about the next thing? It's just the end of Holiday Club, and it's been a really great week. And for me, personally, it was one of my best ever Holiday Clubs. I've been doing it for 17 years. And it wasn't just because I was with Rachel and Danielle. It was a really special week. Lots of things happened. And there's something really interesting about that. When we met in September to start planning it, Tim, who heads up Holiday Club with Nikki, said, we need more prayer into this Holiday Club. I want to make that a priority this year. So he recruited lots of prayers, 55 I think there were in the end, who were people who committed throughout the year and throughout the week to pray. And I know some of them were some of you sitting here. Thank you. And on the day of Holiday Club, every day, there were people in a room praying all morning for us. And things happened. And I don't think it's a coincidence that there was all that prayer this year and we've seen a lot more things happen. And yesterday, I just felt I needed to take a bit of time to marvel. And I just sat and marveled and I got in touch with Tim and he said he was marveling as well. I think it's really important we do that. And it's important that we tell other people because it encourages them. And then we all learn together about the nature of God. So what do we do when we face a storm, when storms come, especially sudden storms? I feel like over my life I've faced quite a few storms, but it's felt like the last 4 years for our family have been particularly stormy. In those 4 years, we've lost 2 close relatives, 2 close friends. Ian had a major cycling accident, which has led to further repercussions. And amongst that, we've had some other family issues as well. And I can truthfully say I have panicked many times. I have always had an issue in my life with panic and fear. But I have also been so glad to have Jesus as the anchor in the storm. I have known his peace incredibly and his power. And he has changed situations for us as a family that looked impossible, and he's healed. We're going to sing a song in a moment called Faithful One, and that says in it, you are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the anchor. My hope is in you alone. I can really say that our family have experienced being lifted up and have had to hold on to Jesus being the anchor in the storm. So what about you? Where do you run to in a storm? It isn't wrong to run to our friends and family. In our tough times over the past few years, I don't know how we'd have got through it without the love, support, encouragement, and prayers, particularly of our church family. Being part of a church makes coping with storms a lot easier. But people are not always there, and they don't always have the answer, and they can't always change things. So who do we turn to? And this story shows us that we can turn to Jesus, who has the power to change even the most difficult situation. So are you facing any storms at the moment? Big or small? Perhaps you are and it feels like Jesus is asleep. There's nothing changing, nothing happening. Maybe, in fact, you've never asked for God's help before. I'm going to ask the band in a minute to be ready to play that song that I just mentioned, Faithful One. And I'd really like to encourage you, if you're facing anything at the moment that you would like prayer for, I'd love you to come to the front. We have a prayer team in our church who would love to come and pray with you, and they will come up. And I'd really like to invite any children as well who are facing anything that's worrying, frightening, scary at the moment, or you'd just like somebody to pray with you, to come up as well. The only thing we say is bring the grown-up you came with, bring them up with you too. I would love to pray with any children. Do come out if there's a child who'd like prayer. So I'm just going to encourage you now to have a little think about anything that you feel God's spoken to you in the whole of this service, and encourage you, if you want to come out, to come out. And I'll hand over to Chris.